With a little over half an hour left to trade in the US session, local SPY futures are up by around 13 points, or just under 0.2%. US markets are doing well, but it must be said that they are off their best levels of the day. So the Dow and the S&P 500 are ahead by around 0.2%. Tech stocks are leading the improvements. They're up by around 1% where the NASDAQ is concerned. So a number of factors worth pointing out in terms of their contributions to sentiment. In the most recent session, the conclusion of three-day trade talks in Beijing. Again, we've heard from both sides of the table that have had positive things to say. That has continued to make a positive contribution to the atmospherics. Elsewhere, we have heard from the US Federal Reserve in that they have released the minutes from their last policy setting meeting that took place in December, where, of course, they raised interest rates. What stood out here was that there are a number of dissenting voices around the table when it came to that decision to raise rates, and that has contributed to the Fed's stance now, where they are taking a patient approach when it comes to future rate increases. So interest rates more or less steady. We saw longer-term US interest rates just nudge a little bit higher. The short-term ones a little bit lower in yield, higher in price. The US dollar has fallen to its lowest levels since October. This turns around that risk-off sentiment that has been a feature of recent days, and that's helped the Aussie dollar move higher. Notably, there were some comments made from the credit rating agency Fitch, and they spoke about the difficulties that could arise if the government shutdown in the US continues over the longer term, because that could potentially compromise the credit rating of the United States. Elsewhere, we have seen oil prices move sharply higher. They are up for eight consecutive sessions. We haven't seen that in more than 2 years. They're up by around 5%, so worth keeping an eye on energy stocks in the local picture today once again. Originally, we had some Chinese growth numbers scheduled for release in regional trade today. That release has been postponed, and the Aussie dollar is moving towards just short of 72 US cents.